Elizabeth Elliot says, "I believe there is such a thing as self-esteem and self-image, but I do not think that it is something that you and I ought to be paying much attention to. I would much rather use the energy and the time that I have and direct it towards knowing God, worshiping God, loving God, finding out who He is, and daily praying that He will make me much more like Himself." Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. This is God's word to us. He loves us, and underneath are His everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking with you today, and all of this week and next, about a holy harmony. Now, I've had a number of letters from people who are not sure they're saved, and I'll read you one of them here. "Can you please help me? I am desperate to have peace in my heart and to know beyond any possible doubt that I belong to God and am saved. This has troubled me for years. I have come to the place that I don't want to live and have even contemplated ending my life, and yet I'm afraid to die. Is there a confirmation that God gives inside the heart at the very instant of salvation? I was taught as a child that you just know. If that is so, it has never happened to me. I have attended and been involved in a Bible-believing church all my life. I have always believed that Jesus is the Son of God and that He died on the cross for my sins. I've prayed and asked God to forgive my sins and asked Christ to come into my heart more times than I could count. There have been many times when, the best I knew how, I trusted Christ and committed my life to Him. But I never had that just know confirmation. And the question of how do you know always comes into my mind. There's always been the doubt that maybe I had not really trusted, or maybe I had not really repented, or I must not have been sincere with God, or He would have given me the peace that I want so much. When this happens, I pray again, asking God to have mercy on me and asking Jesus to come into my heart and save me. There have been times I've prayed and told Christ that I would trust Him and not listen to the doubts, and the thought has come that when I stand before God and He should tell me that I had not ever really repented and trusted Him, then it would be too late. Is this a prayer that must be prayed in public or before a pastor or someone else? Our pastor says that if we cannot remember the experience and place when we were saved, then we are not saved. When he says that, an uneasiness grips my heart." Well, I surely do appreciate that letter because it's like a whole lot of other letters that I get. And I want to give you a verse straight out of the Bible, 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. "We know that we have come to know Him if we obey His commands." Now, that's what the Bible says. The man who says, "I know Him," but does not do what He commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys His word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in Him. Whoever claims to live in Him must walk as Jesus did. There we have the evidence of the one who is saved. In Hannah Whitehall Smith's wonderful little Christian classic, A Christian's Secret of a Happy Life, she says the one temptation that meets the soul at this juncture is the same that assaults it all along the pathway at every step of its progress, namely the question about feelings. We cannot believe we are consecrated until we feel that we are. And because we do not feel that God has taken us in hand, we cannot believe that He has. As usual, we put feeling first and faith second and fact last of all. Now, God's invariable rule in everything is fact first, faith second, and feeling last of all. And it is striving against the inevitable when we seek to change this order. The way, then, to meet this temptation in reference to consecration is simply to take God's side in the matter and to adopt His order by putting faith before feeling. Give yourself to the Lord definitely and fully, according to your present light, asking the Holy Spirit to show you all that is contrary to Him, either in your heart or life. If he shows you anything, give it to the Lord immediately, and say, in reference to that, Thy will be done. If he shows you nothing, then you must believe that there is nothing, and must conclude that you have given him all. Then recognize that it must be the fact that when you give yourself to God, he accepts you. And at once let your faith take hold of this fact. Begin to believe, and hold on to it steadfastly, that he has taken that which you have surrendered to him. You positively must not wait to feel either that you have given yourself or that God has taken you. You must simply believe it and reckon it to be the case. And if you are steadfast in this reckoning, sooner or later the feeling will come, and you will realize that it is indeed a blessed fact that you are wholly the Lord's. 1 John 1, 5-10 says this, This is the message that we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim that we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. I believe that I'm talking to someone today who knows that he is a sinner and has never really come to Jesus Christ in repentance and a plea for salvation. Will you do that today? It's simply a matter of acknowledging your need, confessing your sin, and asking him to cleanse your heart, to make you over into a new creature in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us that if anyone is in Christ, he is actually a new act of creation. Isn't that wonderful? We all have sinned. You are listening to a sinner who has been saved by that amazing grace. Do I not sin anymore? I wish that were the case. I do sin. And if I sin, that precious blood of Jesus is still available to me every day of my life. I have a plaque posted on the wall in my home that says, Thou shalt know him when he comes, not by any din of drums, nor the vantage of his airs, nor by anything he wears, by his crown, nor his gown, but his coming known shall be by the holy harmony that his coming makes in thee. Holy harmony. That's my theme for this week. And I do believe that God wants to make your life a unity, a peaceful one, not torn in 65 different directions, not chaotic, not disordered and disobedient. He wants to establish in each of us that holy harmony that characterized the life of his son Jesus, who walked here on earth to show us what holiness was like. And if we love him, we will come and accept what God says. Who is the liar, says John in his epistle? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. It's really very plain and simple, that one who is saved is walking in harmony with Jesus Christ. Again, I do acknowledge that we fall, we fail, we sin. We need the cleansing blood daily. I do. I know I do. I pray I have left undone those things which I ought to have done, and I have done those things which I ought not to have done. But Lord, have mercy upon me, a miserable offender. That's what I am. But what a marvelous salvation we have in the blood of Jesus. He died on the cross to deliver us from ourselves, to save us from our sins, so that we might have hope in Him and everlasting life. Do you want your life to be a holy harmony? Well, I trust that my messages during these 2 weeks will be a help toward that end.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.